Turning our attention now to the weather forecast, Mike Tenura is here from T-Storm in Chicago. Hey, good afternoon to you. Thanks for being with us. We sure do appreciate that. A little gray, a little wet. Farmers want to get back in the field. Can you tell me about prospects over the next 5 to 7 days?
Well, the next 5 to 7 days don't look all that terrible as you head to the north. Areas along and north of Interstate 80 aren't going to see too much rain or snow over the next 5 days or so. To the south, though, we still have one more system to deal with. We'll see some light rain and snow exit the region today, but then the bigger story comes in Friday and Saturday, where we have a weak system that moves through. It's not going to produce a ton of rain, but around a tenth of an inch to 0.2 inches to the south of Interstate 80, and then totals really ramp up once you get south of Illinois and into parts of Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky. But this area is already pretty well harvested, so it's a little late to be too concerned about that. The bigger thing, though, Todd, that we're a little concerned about is what happens next week. Starting on Tuesday and Wednesday, the first in a series of large systems are going to move through the central U.S. Each one of those will produce significant rain and snow across different areas. And the way it looks at the moment, the Corn Belt will be under the highest level of risk with each one of these systems, not only producing rain, but also some snow. So we have that Tuesday-Wednesday system to deal with, and then there'll be another one right behind it sometime between Thursday and Sunday, so 7 to 10 days out. And more than likely, temperatures will turn a lot colder after that, and then we'll start to see more systems move through. So we're moving back into that stormy pattern that we've been dealing with for well over a year.
Turn your attention to South America. Are they doing better there?
Well, they're still pretty dry if you look at it over the last 30 and 90-day periods. Now, it does look better than it did several weeks ago and certainly better than it did a month ago. But the concern that we have is that the coverage of dryness at the moment is much higher than where it was in November of last year and 2 years ago. And so that tells us that we need a lot of rain in order to get our soil moisture levels back to a level that we'd like to see them at for healthy growth and development. Now, yields of corn and soybeans aren't overly impacted by November weather. It's still too early. It would be kind of like having a dry spell in May in the United States. You can always get out of that situation with a lot of rain in June and July. But that's kind of the story. We need to see a lot of rain show up in December and especially by early January, or we're going to start to have to talking about this dryness and drought situation that currently exists. There is quite a bit of rain on the way over the next 10 days, but you need to keep in mind that a lot of rain is pretty normal of the climate. So even though we have all these rains coming up, it's not going to be enough to eat away at some of these deficits that exist. The only exception to that would be in parts of Argentina, where the climate is a little bit drier and some of the heavier totals are coming up. But basically, we think that 2 weeks from now, when we're sitting here in December, we're going to be talking about how things have improved in Argentina and the dryness situation has somewhat stabilized, but that we're still going to be needing some pretty big rains in Brazil and Paraguay. And if those aren't showing up on the maps 2 to 4 weeks from now, then we're going to have to start thinking a little bit harder about it. So it's still a wait and see game, but certainly the stage is set for dryness to be a story next month.
Hey, thanks so much. I sure appreciate it.
You're welcome, Todd. Let's chat next week. Well, maybe 2 weeks from now. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I will. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks. That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's in T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.